Hey, girlfriends. Like me, you're probably looking for ways to keep it fresh down under. Well, look no further. I bequeath to you Temple Twat, the new, fresh, heavenly way to keep your cooter clean. Our line of feminine hygiene products will keep your lady business invigorated and open for business. Why not give Temple Twat tampons a go? Our tampons come in four sizes to help accommodate the highs and lows of Satan's waterfall. Our tampons are extra wide because we know you've had like six or seven blessings fall out of your sin hole, and we know you need help keeping that sucker in place. Our tampons come unscented or powder fresh to help tame that stench trench. Look for Temple Twat at Smith's or visit our website. Temple Twat, we're here to keep your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code ANOINT at checkout. That's promo code ANOINT for 10% off your first purchase of Temple Twat.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to Family Home Evening. This is a very special episode because we're recording from the car, stuck in traffic on the freeway.
Way to go. On our way to Burbank. So much fun in this bumper-to-bumper traffic. But guess what? We have drinks.
What are you drinking, Charlotte?
I'm drinking some Kirkland champagne. It's pretty good.
Me too. Cheers.
Cheers. And I know you're drinking the same thing.
I love these fancy thermal insulated wine cups that we stole the idea to get from Dana.
You know what? That was a good call. What was it, 2 weeks ago? I was like, oh, I have a little bit of wine left. I'm going to throw in a cup so I can drink it on our way down to Oceanside. And man, you were like, oh, why are you using a medieval times cup?
Yeah, hold on. So she's like, we got these fancy new cups, these to-go wine cups, because, you know, you all know how much we love to go and drink wine. And she comes out with this plastic tumbler full of red wine. Like, we're going to share it, right? So it's filled to the brim with red motherfucking wine. I'm like, hey, is that the cup you chose? And she's like, fine. And comes back out with
the cups. And then they've got two cups, so we don't have to share from one glass. And they've got lids.
Yeah. The takeaway here is that red wine in the car, you gotta have a lid on that. Listen.
We were gonna drink it fast.
If anything, if you guys want to learn anything from us about our fails, that's probably one of the number one things.
I clearly haven't learned that lesson yet, though.
You have. Look, see? We got wine in cups with lids right now.
It's champagne. It's white. Who cares?
Fair enough.
We'd like to also thank our driver, Craig, so that we can continue to drink and Cheers. Not drive.
Craig is a behind-the-scenes special producer on every episode, but here's the episode where he actually gets to be in the action.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to our listeners, Craig?
Hands at 10 and 2, traffic improving, we've got a quarter tank of gas, and no snacks.
Onward.
No snacks.
What's the thing you say in Star Trek?
Engage. Engage. I like to do the Galaxy Quest on tab, on.
God, what a great movie.
So good.
No, that actually kind of segues perfectly into what we're watching, because I just watched that movie again, and it really holds up.
Good. And then there's the documentary that they made, and I immediately hated the people who were the Thermians, but I think it's out of jealousy. I do that sometimes.
Because they're amazing.
They are so good. Great. I watched it a second time. I was like, damn it, okay, I actually like them. Then I realized, like, oh, you just hate people you're jealous of.
Is that the one where they, like, only released it for one day? And yes. And then they're like, oh, that's stupid. We should actually
it was on Amazon or Netflix. It's one of the two. But, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called either. Sorry, people. But if you just look up documentary Galaxy Quest, it will come up.
Yeah, you'll find it.
But, yeah, the movie theaters, it only was released for one day on a Wednesday. And I'm like, I'm at work, dude. But I'm watching, although now I want to go watch Galaxy Quest, I'm watching Sopranos from the beginning, since I've seen episodes here and there, but I haven't watched them all. It was pretty good. I like it.
It's a good one. I just rewatched that series in its entirety with my roommate CK last year. Nice. And I'm down to watch it again, for sure.
Yes, perfect. Good. I'm on season 2 now. So you can try and catch up.
Oh man, you have so much good shit to look forward to. You know what? Do you remember that time we went to Seattle to see Pearl Jam? And because it was like James had the fan club special tickets, but he got some extra tickets, so a bunch of us went. And
we stayed in the hotel with all the Pearl Jam Army.
Yeah, the Pearl Jam Army.
Yep.
But I'll never forget at that show. I don't know if I should say it now because you probably don't remember it. It's a definitely Sopranos spoiler. Should I say it? Okay, I won't say it. But Eddie Vedder on stage said something that was like a super spoiler for Sopranos, like in the time that Sopranos was playing. And that, anyways, it was great.
We'll That's let awesome. Charlotte well, now catch I feel up. Bad because everybody's listening. You're like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We'll let Charlotte catch up.
You just tell it. I don't care. I'll watch it. Just do it.
Okay. So
change the names.
So they're playing their song, whatever song it was, and, you know, they finish their song, and Eddie Vedder gets up on the mic, and he's like, you guys watch Sopranos? You know, and then the whole stadium just cheering, and he's like, and it was, I think it was the episode that had happened the night before, so it was like a major dick move, right. Spoiler alert. But he was like, Meadow's fucking Jamie. And everybody was just like, what the fuck? Who's Jamie? I know, it's a spoiler.
Okay.
But that moment will live in infamy in my brain forever. Because I was like, man, that.
Yeah, I don't remember that shit at all.
Yeah, it's great.
I love Pearl Jam concerts. Let me just tell you, like, you know, me and James were together for a lot of years, and that man loved Pearl Jam. And I was lucky enough to get to go to all of the Pearl Jam concerts, and to this day, I still love me some Pearl Jam.
I don't know if there's enough in that Pearl Jam Army story to do a full episode or mini-zone on. So
let me see if James wants to come on.
Basically, yeah, we could. I was going to say, basically what happened was a bunch of people came to Seattle from all over the world, and a lot of people were in this fan club and ended up staying in the same hotel, like they planned it out ahead of time.
Because he'd have not just that one story, but he'd have a million amazing, ridiculously drunkard stories.
Yeah.
Of Pearl Jam concerts, but you know.
Yeah, well, just to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
So the Pearl Jam Army story is basically just us and a bunch of Pearl Jam fans from all over the world who are staying at the same hotel, just, you know, getting shit-faced at the show, getting shit-faced
so
at the hotel.
Drunk.
And wandering the halls in our
just
pajamas.
Just singing Pearl Jam songs
so loudly. At 2, 3 in the morning, banging on people's doors, just assuming that they love Pearl Jam.
We just assumed everybody who was staying in that hotel was a part of that concert. That was not the case.
Well, it turns out like 95%.
No, I was going to say, it was a lot of them. Because we didn't really get in that much trouble.
There was a few.
And we went into some random rooms, too. Like, oh, hey, you're our best friends. Woo! Pearl Jam Army.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
That was really good.
All
right, so that's what we're watching.
I actually don't really have anything to repent for that I can think of.
Yeah.
I feel like I already repented for most of the bad things I've done in our previous few episodes. Yeah. So I think we should just get into the episode. So earlier in the week, we were able to record with Courtney and Laurie, and we have this gem to present to you, so we hope you enjoy it.
Let's tell a short story. I feel like we've got a lot of short stories to tell.
Would this be a parable?
This would be a parable.
Well, what do you guys want to talk about?
I think we should tell the story of Laurie's 30th birthday.
Dirty 30. You guys are going to have to tell me about my 30th birthday because I don't remember anything.
Listen, I remember. So my friend Andrea, our friend Andrea, I should say.
Our great friend
Don't be an Andrea hog.
Andrea has got a gift for entertaining and throwing parties. And as soon as I mentioned the fact that Courtney and I wanted to throw Laurie this Alkaline Trio themed 30th birthday party, Andrea was all fucking in. Like, she doesn't give a shit about Alkaline Trio. She gives a shit about partying and making shit cool.
Right.
So she's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And she went into full on, like I should have fucking paid her. She went into full party mode. Like, she was like, okay, here's some ideas about this. Every day she was texting me like 4 different things. How could we do this? In fact, the menus for the different shots and drinks that we did, I'm skipping ahead, but anyways, how we did the menus inside of the ornate, you know, Victorian frames that were spray painted, like, that was all her idea. All these like interesting touches that we did for the party to make it cool.
Just emphasize gothic.
Most of that was Andrea. Yeah. So that's how it started. Like, Andrea took
She read the story and she executed perfectly.
Exactly. So from what I remember, so Courtney and I were like, we need to, so Laurie's turning 30. we need to throw her an epic fucking birthday party. I was like, and I was living in San Francisco at the time. And so Courtney was like, oh, I think we could have it at the bar. I'm not sure if we can say what bar.
But we had it, Laurie and I lived in Bellingham, and Joe and I are members at the Eagles. And the Eagles, keep in mind, if you ever want to plan your party, the Bellingham Eagles. A great place to have your party.
Yeah. Hell, it is.
It was great. It was a huge space, and, you know, it was basically like a blank canvas.
Do whatever you want.
Uh-huh. And so Courtney like hooked up the space and the food, right? Like, I didn't really have much to do with the food. I think you did that, Courtney. We did.
There was food?
Oh, there was a shit ton of food. We had 3 crock pots full of different styles of carnitas.
Wasted.
Yeah.
That was wasn't that Ruben who did that?
The food definitely wasn't me.
I believe it was Raina's husband.
That actually could be that. It could be that, or you know what? I kind of want to say it.
I'm like 100% positive it was Ruben.
Fair enough.
I feel like Nate and Janelle might have been in on
Yeah, that I, one. I think Nate and Janelle might have had a hand in that as well.
Well, we all flew I'm in. Sure we'll Laurie didn't Let know we were coming in. Like, it was a surprise birthday party.
Yeah, I guess we should start at the beginning. So we're you know, Courtney and I are planning, like, putting this plan together of like the logistics of how and when. Andrea's working on the thematic and, you know, theatrical elements, which turned out to be the fucking star of the show, and talking a lot about how to throw a party, by the way. And so we wanted to have everybody, we've been telling you guys all these stories about our past, you know, like, oh, we lived in this house and we lived in that house. And, you know, by this point, we had all kind of started to go our separate ways. Like, Charlotte had moved back to California, I'd moved to San Francisco, you know, people were spreading out and leaving. And so we decided we were all going to come back together. So, you know, I flew back in. Charlotte flew back in. I brought my friend Lisa with me from San Francisco. Katie came up from Seattle. Like, people were coming up from Portland. So basically everybody, like our group of friends from our early like scene, had all come back together for Laurie's birthday.
It's not just like you hear somebody say like surprise party where like maybe like 15 people show up. This is like surprise party where like, am I over it?
No.
There were like 100 people there?
Yeah, I had no clue. I thought I was going out to what I always do is eat Vietnamese noodle soup for my birthday, pretty much with me and my boyfriend and maybe my sister Tiffany. Like, that's literally what I have continued to do until this very last year. And I walk in because all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, we've got to meet at the Eagles, just like out of the blue. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. I did not put any makeup on. I was wearing like my sweatpants. I want to say if it wasn't my sweatpants, it should have been my sweatpants. And when I walked through the door, there was all of these people with these masks, these stick faces covering their real faces, but it was the Alkaline Trio, so it was Matt, Dan, and Derek, but cut out with their heads on popsicle sticks so everyone can hold their faces over their face. So when I walked in, it was just like, well, all I saw was Alkaline Trio heads bobbing all over the place. I was like, what's happening? And everyone screams, happy birthday! And there's a huge ice sculpture with Alkaline Trio's logo carved into it. Everything is gothic Alkaline Trio themed, because if you didn't pick up already, we fucking love the Alkaline Trio. We are obsessed with the Alkaline Trio. So all we ever really wanted was just maybe to, like, I don't know, have the band play as a private, you know, living room party or whatever, but we couldn't have that.
Laurie, I looked into that and it was just a little bit out of our budget, but I did look into it.
I could only imagine. But so we played Alkaline Trio and all of their best songs on repeat until I'm pretty sure the guests were like, can we listen to anything else? And I'm just like, just one more song! Because I'm really fun like that.
Listen, not only were we playing Alkaline Trio on repeat, but we had been going to Alkaline Trio shows for, I don't know, 10 years or so at least by this point. Mm-hmm. And so I had collected all of the photos that I had of us at Alkaline Trio shows over the years, and I made a slideshow of them. So there was kind of that stage area at the Eagles, and we had the projector set up, and then it was playing a loop of pictures of us
not only just pictures of us at Alkaline Trio shows, but then I took my favorite ones of like the boys in the band, you know, and like interspersed them in. So we had a constant visual rotating
reminder.
It was
nerd central, full Alkaline Trio nerd central.
Oh, and Courtney had balloons made.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. They were red balloons with the black skull logo on them. Bellingham Promotional Products, where Joe works, can hook you up with all your balloon needs.
That's right. And Mandy had gotten red velvet cakes from Costco and had cut it out the heart.
Yeah, I cut out the heart, which it turns out when you cut a round cake into a heart shape, it gives a perfect little triangle at the top to put it, make into a devil tail to make the Alkaline Trio Heart Skull logo. So we had a bunch of, and then we iced them black and did a powdered sugar, the skull logo on the top of it. So that when you sliced into the cake, it was like, it was black on the outside and it was blood red on the inside. But that ice sculpture, the ice sculpture was the fucking star of the show.
That was pretty big. You wouldn't think like like who gives a shit about an ice sculpture? Turns out it really tied the room together.
It really took the words out of my mouth. And who would have thought Alkaline Trio ice sculpture? Like, I just love the compilation of imagination area ideas there. It's just beautiful.
I'll tell you who thought of it. It's fucking Andrea. She's a goddamn genius. Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah, we love
it. It was the greatest theme party I've ever been to. You know, I've been to a couple of like, you know, theme parties, but this one was the best with everything that was involved. Ice sculptures, yep. Cake,
couple pool tables in the back room, full bar,
slideshow,
dance floor, tacos.
Drink specials that were Alkaline Trio songs. I
remember the bloodied up, I think, was a vodka cranberry. If I remember correctly, we had a Jaked on Green beers, which was just like a whatever beer it was,
whatever cheap beer they're trying to get rid of.
And see, also Blue Carolina had blue curacao in it.
That's a real drink, by the way. I learned it because Matt had said that was one of his favorite cocktails, and I'm pretty sure it was a joke because when I learned what it was, it's like rum, pineapple juice, blue curacao, and soda water. Or 7-Up, depending.
Gross.
It's just a total, like, bitch pop drink.
I was just saying, like, I was so excited just to be in Bellingham, and I was like, oh, this is great. And I went to go, like, say, oh, just hanging out with my friends, thinking, oh, Laurie's going to see that if she goes on Facebook that I'm just, like, doing something in California, but right above it said Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, yeah, she forgot
to
turn.
Delete! Location off!
I feel like I did the same thing. I was like, oh, motherfucker. Technology.
Yeah, you guys had posted things on Facebook talking about like, hey, it's my sister's birthday, and
hope she has a good time while I'm here in California.
Doesn't say you're in California.
In Charlotte, I did see that post and I was genuinely confused, but I'm pretty sure I was too stoned to put two and two together. And I was just like, that's weird.
Glitch in the system. Frustrating.
Yeah, I don't even understand.
I remember too, like the stage kind of area where the slideshow was playing, was the floor was covered in hundreds of those balloons that Courtney had made, and so which made for some really good photo shoots later. And we had taken all of the tables, we'd covered them with black paper, and we wrote down, like we wrote in markers, like we kind of tagged them like graffiti style of all the venues we'd ever seen them at, which you wouldn't think would take up that many tables, but it turns out we had seen them like hundreds of times.
Really like the Alkaline Trio.
Yeah, I tagged like every venue we'd ever seen them at, all up and down the West Coast. And
yeah, we used to follow them up and down their West Coast tours.
Yeah, I don't think we'd been to like Chicago or anything at this point, but and then we wrote all the lyrics.
Laurie and I had been to Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah. So the tables were covered in black paper and we'd written the names of the venues and then a bunch of like our favorite trio lyrics. And then of course the faces, like I don't know how many hours spent just cutting out all the faces and gluing them on the popsicles.
I will say though, that was the most memorable and impressive part, was just walking into all of the hottest dudes that I've ever wanted to sleep with in all of my life. And then everybody just got their face plastered on their bodies. Like, what is this, some kind of dream I'm entering in? Like, it was a miracle. It was indeed. I really appreciate
another,
that. Yeah.
But you were wearing a cute dress in your pictures. Did you go home and change? I'm guessing.
I had to have because I was looking like a homeless person when I arrived.
We brought an extra Alcaletrio shirt because we knew that you were not prepared to show up to a party. So we brought you something to wear.
Thank goodness, because I would have been dressed as a homeless person for this photo shoot.
My Alcaletrio shirt. That was also Andrea's idea.
The tacos tasted really good, but I was too drunk to eat any of them. I took a bite. I think that's why I thought Ruben made them, because he was the one who was trying to feed me. Eat this, Lori. You need this food. You should put this in your mouth. And I'm like, I'm too drunk. It's okay.
This is a family podcast, Lori. This is a family podcast. Don't talk about Ruben trying to put stuff in your mouth on a family podcast.
I thought that we were Jack Mormons. We're all talking about stuff.
Oh, are we? Oh, okay. That's right.
We're bad at being Mormons.
I do want to remind you guys that something bad happened at this party.
We're talking about Dickhead, who ruined the Alkaline Trio sculpture.
Oh, right. Yes.
Made me cry.
So we're having such a lovely time. And then all of a sudden, one of our friends, not my friend, but your friend, was a jerk.
Yeah, he was being a dick.
He was very antagonistic that evening.
Let's not talk about why he was a jerk so much, because he could be a jerk. But let's talk about the hilarious revenge
that we got for his actions. Yes.
I think it's important to point out that we're a bit older than Lori, and the people involved in this revenge are a bit older than Lori.
Plus, I'd say my senior.
We should be a little bit more mature, but drinking, it keeps you young.
I would also like to point out that I won't go into huge detail, but he made our sister cry on her 30th birthday.
I'd also like to know, some
very mean things to her, and when that didn't work, he destroyed the very nice ice sculpture that we paid a shit ton of money for. And that's what made her cry so deeply,
because it was the goddamn Alkaline Trio sculpture, and he was digging the frost out of the lettering in order to get at me, and it worked. And I won't say I was a pretty easy crier back in the day when I would get really drunk, but it definitely worked, and I just started bawling because it was impeding on all of my everything that I valued. And it was definitely a party pooper scenario.
Well, like we said, that sculpture kind of tied the whole entire party together.
It was beautiful. Impressive.
It was a dick move by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. So, and that is and why the next had, story we're about to tell completely he'd, justifies he'd also been, our actions.
been a little bit ridden. When we say made Lori cry, it's not just you messed with an ice sculpture. Said some mean things that you just don't say to somebody on their birthday if you want to make them feel well.
People, especially on their birthday.
Just trying to make Lori feel bad, like she hadn't accomplished enough in life. So anyway, Lori cried, and we replied.
I didn't know any of this was happening, by the way.
Well, it didn't happen until the next day.
Yeah,
we all met
the Eagles, who gave us the space was kind enough to let us party. And they either weren't open the next day, or they weren't open until later on in the evening, so we could come and pick up our mess the next day. So we opted to pick up the mess the next day.
Thank the Lord. That was quite a mess, if I remember correctly.
Sweet baby Nick Carter Jesus.
No, it's thank the Lord Nick Carter.
Oh, right.
I'd like to note that the dude that bartended for us that night would continue till the very end, till COVID took me out of work. I would see him come into the bar, and he would proceed to tell everybody the story about how that was the night that he realized how much money you could actually make as a bartender, and why he decided that is genuinely the most money I've ever made in one night of bartending, and that's the only reason why I chose that as a career. Because your friends are so generous. And I was like, yeah, they came from San Francisco, so they better be.
I mean, they came from everywhere.
Everywhere.
All up and down the West Coast.
In this little tiny Eagles Hall given this guy who was a volunteer bartender for like the first time. He's just like, I think he said he walked away with like over $300 that night, and he was just like jaw dropped on the ground.
Actually, Charlotte has a really good point. When you're so I was living in San Francisco, when you're used to paying like $14 for a cocktail, and you go to the Eagles and you're like, they're like $3.25. You're like, oh shit, here's a ten.
Thank you.
Keep it, Jesus. And it's stiff.
Yeah.
Give me four more of those.
Yeah. For real.
So anyway, so we're back the next morning.
So picture it. We're back the next morning.
Yeah. What would Tiffany say? Picture it. Bellingham. It's a cold, foggy morning. 34 degrees. Because it's Lori's birthday, so it has to be cold.
November is. Yeah.
So we're all hungover as shit. We go back to the Eagles to clean up our mess, you know. And we're sitting around. We're having some.
We're talking about the
Bloody Marys.
What had happened the night before? We're talking about what a dick your guys' friend was. And our other friend said, wait, what happens? He didn't know.
We're calling him Big D.
Big D was like, oh, hell no. You don't make my baby girl cry on her birthday.
And I just want to note that Big D is like super awesome, impressive in every sense. Like, we all looked up to him as just being this like super cool, professional, like successful guy.
And I'm not going to, I don't want to say it in past tense because we're still friends to this day and we speak regularly, even if it's in perverted memes.
Yes. Well, preferably in perverted memes.
And I just want to say that I'm the one who gave him the idea of, you don't make my baby girl cry. And I said, let's shit in a bag and put it on the car. Yes.
And so he did.
And we were kind of just joking around. Well, at least I thought at the beginning, we were just kind of joking around about like that.
I was half serious about it.
Joking around about that. Like, what kind of adult human beings would, Laurie's turning 30, so you know we're well over 30. Like, what kind of adult human beings would do such a thing? But wouldn't it be great if we did? And that's what kind of got it going. It's like, he deserves it. Wouldn't it be great if he did? I mean, he fucking deserves it. And we went around, and I think we were having Bloody Marys.
Yeah, there were drinks.
Went around. And so Big D was like, okay, I could do it. I could do
Give
it
me
right
a
now,
bag.
But I need some coffee. I can't do it without some coffee.
So I went to go get him coffee from the restaurant in question where the car was parked behind.
Where our former friend worked.
Right. The former friend actually gave me the coffee for free. I don't know if I told you guys that. It was awful. I was like, oh, I just need a cup of coffee. He comes by, he's like, oh, hey, Charlotte, how's it going? I was like, oh, hey, what's up? He's like, you just getting coffee? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, just give it to her. And I'm like, okay.
I don't understand why you're saying former friend, because just because I haven't heard from him since this incident. I don't think like Facebook wasn't around back then. I don't think, you know, so I haven't been unfriended. Is that how that works?
I was definitely unfriended.
I was unfriended I was never friends with him, but his girlfriend or wife, whatever you want to call her, wrote me a very angry message that I didn't catch for almost 5 years after it happened. I was like, oh, messages of people I'm not friends with. Oh, well, I guess that would have hurt if I got it originally, but it's been 5 years. I don't care.
Yeah, that's how she reached out to me and Courtney too, was on that same like messenger thing.
Okay, yeah. And if you're not friends on Facebook, you just don't get that message unless you search for it.
Yeah. So yeah, I was immediately unfriended and still have been unfriended and banished to this day.
Right.
Because of that.
To be fair, I liked his girlfriend. I never liked him. He was a dick. But that's my own personal thing.
So in case you guys haven't figured it out, Big D pooped in a bag. And,
no, I don't think he put it in a bag. I think he just did
I have pictures of him carrying his poopy down.
It was in a bag and he flung the bag inside out on the car.
Okay, because he was really mad she had to clean it up, because the guy in question of which deserved the wrath is such a child that he wouldn't clean it up himself and made his girlfriend clean it up because it's her car, even though the reason why it happened was because he's a jerk.
Flung some poopy on it. Big Daddy D flung some poopy.
Daddy, we all wish we had one.
Flung some poopy on a car, and then we went up to I think we went up to the Beef. and had some shots and had some drinks and, you know, partied for the rest of the day. And then it was the next morning that we got a call from the gal asking us how old we were and, you know, telling us to grow up and how disgusting we were. And so, well,
can I just say that Big Daddy D would have such a massive boner right now knowing that we were all calling him Big Daddy D?
I think that's why he gets the nickname, though, is just, it's like our gift back to him. We owe it to him to give him this nickname, you know? It's like, we love you, Big Daddy. You've always been this way. Daddy D.
I don't know why we were singled out for the hatred when we didn't poo on the car.
That's what killed me is that he knew Big Daddy had done it, yet he still unfriended all of us based on the actions of Big Daddy, who he remained friends with. Can I just say Big Daddy one more time? It was a unique, unfortunate scenario, but I'm still friends with the person in question. We have gotten over it. Things have been reconciled, but I do bartend, so I have to be, like, friends with everybody in town. Not that I would have still been. I kind of left the ball in his court. I got over it. I still think it was a dick move, but I'm not going to condemn him for life, you know, for it.
I will.
I haven't thought about this for a very long time, but now that we're talking about it, I'm like, he and I were very good friends when we were younger. We were super close, and, like, I feel like for this thing to be the thing that, like, prevents us from ever talking again is, like, kind of stupid. But also at the same time, I don't really fucking care. And I haven't thought about it because I don't ever interact with anybody that he knows. I don't ever interact with him. Like, I'm not in the same town. It just hasn't been a thing that's on my mind. But, like, if I now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's a really fucking stupid reason to, like, write somebody out of your life forever.
For real.
And now the moment's gone, and I'm back to not giving a shit again.
But you also, you know, it was like almost a decade ago. People grow and learn. I feel like
I'm still not on the friends list. I'm still banished.
Yeah, I would put $100 down if you reached out. He would be probably okay with being friends with you again.
Yeah, I'm not going to reach out.
Charlotte's actually getting on Facebook right now. She's giving him a friend request.
I'm like, oh my God, can you be my friend?
I would love that. I need to drink more.
So listen, ladies, that I feel like goes down in, of all the parables that are in our past and future. Okay, there's one in our past, but there's many in our future. This goes down as the greatest party that I and Courtney, I'm going to just speak for you, Courtney and Andrea, but from my perspective, this is the greatest party that I've ever thrown. And I still talk about it to this day. And I'm so fucking excited to have a reason to post some of those pictures on Instagram and Facebook again, because we had some fucking great pictures from that party.
Hey, what's the car? Was it a Subaru Poo?
No.
Boo. Oh yeah, I deserve that.
Maybe Big Daddy D can be on an episode with us and he can clarify what kind of car it was.
I'm not sure if his job would allow that.
Well, if he only came on as Big Daddy D with a voice disguiser.
With a voice changer, and you know that he would do the Satan one.
He could talk into our microphone.
My name is Big Daddy D.
Where are you, Big Daddy? We're looking for you. So I often, on a different note, I often thought about using that voice changer for the last call at the bar to do the Satan last call for alcohol. Wouldn't that be so badass?
So bad. I'm so glad that we are all able to talk about this together, even though we're not in the same room. Like, we're still able to connect and discuss and talk about poop as we're getting drunk together in separate states. So
I'd like to thank COVID-19 for this one, because otherwise I would be at work right now.
The agony and irony of this year, I'm telling you. I hope tomorrow I have a good morning.
I love you, Matt.
I see what you did there.
Since it is Armageddon.
Ooh. Armageddon.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Hashtag anyway. I don't even like this band.
Yeah, seriously. That
could be a whole It was fun hanging out with you guys.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Love you. Last time. Week. Love you. Bye. Alcalentrio forever. Ah!
So the moral of the story is don't be a dick to somebody and you won't get your car pooped on.
Especially not on their birthday.
Yeah, don't be a dick, dick.
And you kind of don't want to fuck with the Anderson sisters.
Yeah, I mean,
we're kind of famous and the legend is real and we will bring our vengeance upon you.
It's true. We're real nice until we're not.
So listen, go ahead, if you don't mind, go on to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. It really helps other people find us. Give us a rating.
Yeah.
And, if you want some stickers, we've got stickers.
Give us a DM. Email us.
FHEBadMormons@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening. All
right, later.